Welcome to the Ether. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. This is the One Planet AMA. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everyone. I'm really excited to start this very first AMA Tutor Spaces on One Planet. And if somebody has something to say or a question, please request to, you know, to become the speaker. Hello, guys. I think our team members are joining us. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Inch, and I'm a part of business development team from One Planet. Okay. And Evan from Terabytes here will be co-hosting our AMA session. And hey, Evan, it's an honor that you join us.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
It's really going well here. What about you? What time is it now there?
It is 10 p.m. here, East Coast, U.S. What time is it in Seoul?
It's exactly noon in Seoul. I think everybody all around the world is joining our Twitter spaces. So I think I'll have to, yeah, and one of our judges, Joe, is now joining us.
Hi.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. It just reached out.
Actually, I've been listening to you, the AMA space,
oh, the
Anchor Protocol.
I didn't talk.
You didn't talk very much, right?
It was hard. I mean, like, there was a lot of people speaking it. So it was like, I just let them speak. And then here and there, I added in some inputs, but that's about it.
It was great anyway.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
I also have to give away some horses on this call, so I'll try and save that for towards the end.
Great,
that's great.
And Joe, you can't win any horses. Sorry,
why not? Decentralization.
I still got to figure out how I'm going to actually give them away.
Oh yeah,
I might just randomly select it, which I know isn't fair. But unless somebody else comes up with a better idea for how to give one away.
Maybe if they ask good questions or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do like you have to ask a good question, and I mean it's still kind of not fair, but maybe like the best two questions.
Sounds very fair.
Yeah, I'll just send.
I think. What was that?
I'll just share the spaces link around one moment.
Yeah, I'd say Inch, give people a couple more minutes to file in.
Yeah, of course.
I'll tweet it out too.
We'll have to wait.
Do you want to just go right into questions, or do you want to like make it more interview style to begin with?
Yeah, interview style sounds very great, especially considering you're here with us.
Okay.
And Joseph just joined us. I want to invite him as speaker.
And we have Ugly Tuna who wants to speak already, so maybe we could start off with some fireworks here if they could connect.
Hey, sirs.
Ugly Tuna, what's up?
How's it going?
Bit loud. Someone's in the city here.
Yeah, it should be Ugly Tuna.
Something went wrong with my connection?
No. The Ugly Tuna should be around city area or on the transportation place or...
So I'm really excited to... It's first time, especially considering it's first time meeting One Planet community members. So when you're listening to it, if you have any questions, please jump in. Please request your, you know, authority to be the speaker. I'll do my best to give everyone chances to ask the questions for us.
All right. So allow me to kind of introduce the guys from One Planet here for people that aren't familiar. I want to first just give kind of my perspective. The guys from One Planet, basically someone else in the ecosystem who has a lot of respect, was like, hey, there's this team building this NFT marketplace. And I said, well, yeah, I mean, you know, who's not building an NFT marketplace? Everybody and their mother has an NFT marketplace. So I wasn't like super intrigued, but this person insisted and they said, no, you have to see these guys. They're like a machine. They're a factory. They all like work in this one little room and they sleep and they eat and they just do nothing but work hard and deliver. And I was like, all right, let's check them out. So lo and behold, I meet Inch and the One Planet guys. And, you know, they've, you know, we've been working with them to just kind of help promote their project and, you know, get more people to join their contest, which I'm sure we'll speak about the details of. And, you know, without really going into too much detail about like some of the other NFT marketplaces, I just know, especially the time that I've spent in Portugal and in Miami and talking to, you know, various NFT projects. I always thought that the current solutions were pretty good. And again, I don't want to knock anyone. But there have been some issues surrounding the current solutions. And, you know, I think one of the biggest ones is decentralization. And, there's really like, as far as the way that Inch and Sungmo and Price have pitched it to me, there's really three things about their platform that make it very unique. And, you know, we can talk about those as well. So I'm just very excited for One Planet and what these guys are bringing. And I think they had a very productive time in Miami meeting some of the NFT projects, some which have already launched, some which are going to launch in the Terra Luna ecosystem. And, you know, I think there's a great opportunity here and some great synergies between what these guys can do and and they're, like I said, they're a machine. They've got a sweatshop. I'm not even sure if it's legal how many hours they make these guys run code behind them. So maybe we'll address that as well. Yeah, so that's my introduction. Inch, I'll let you sort of speak to, you know, what is One Planet and like, what is your three-tiered approach to improving on the current NFT marketplace in Terra Luna?
Okay, thank you, Evan. To introduce you guys about One Planet, it's definitely newly coming decentralized NFT ecosystem on Terra. Basically, One Planet is an NFT marketplace on Terra, but it isn't just an NFT exchange. The whole project is to truly improve the whole NFT environment. So NFT itself and technology behind it is still in its infancy, as you guys all know that. The most interesting part of NFTs, we think, is that nobody actually can be sure what it can be truly be. And we are looking at infinite possibilities here. So One Planet is taking the mission really seriously to nurture NFTs and its possibilities. So we decided providing a proper ecosystem and supports is the thing that we should do and we can do. So to talk about the strengths points about One Planet, there are three points that we're proposing. First, decentralization. Second, social feature. And third, no-code minting tool. And all of them to be provided with the best class UI and UX. So what we're building here is all about making the whole environment to be user-centric and NFT-centric. So decentralization is the key to everything, we believe, because there can be a person or an organization, we believe, who can really determine the future of NFTs. So, and we decided the governance really easy to understand, to leak some alpha here, considering all of us are lunatics. So the verified NFT collections on One Planet will play the role as validators, the Luna validators, as you know, and you can delegate your OPTs, which will be our governance token on One Planet, to the collection, and delegated amount of OPTs will decide the voting power of the collection. And we think social features are one of our functions that we don't, one of the functions we don't really currently have on this ecosystem and need the most to develop the NFT ecosystem itself. We are building a Instagram-like socials where you can follow your friends, favorite creators, and other people. Everything is about communication, we believe. And, you know, everything on crypto, especially on NFTs, are all about community. Imagine what we can have through those social interactions. And it will be fun. It will be, of course, fun finding out, for example, what kind of NFT your friend just purchased, and, you know, never missing latest mints by your favorite creators. And no-code minting is one of the things that we're really proud of. We know how important it is to lower the entry barrier to make all these creators out there to actively participate in this interesting new wave of NFTs. OnePlanet is starting with a minting tool with which everyone can mint 10K plus NFT collectibles like CryptoPunks or Bored Apes within a few clicks. Happy that those are the points we have that will come with our first version of marketplaces. We will showing our whole marketplace after the launch of the winning collections of our NFT contest that we are hosting right now. And nice to see you guys. Happy that we are on Terra. And there's something that I want to add about the no-code minting tool, the gas fee that we need to mint 10K NFTs will not be more than 100 UST for 10K NFTs. That will be coming with the marketplace version one, just like I told you. We believe that will come in February 2022. Hopefully January, but February seems the realistic approach, I guess. So, and there are some few more topics that we want to actually propose to whole ecosystem, but that's it. That is the brief introduction to OnePlanet, I think.
So we wanted to have this AMA and the timing of this AMA because you mentioned you're having a contest. excuse me, sorry. And for anybody that is on the call that is an NFT artist, whether it's a collection or just a one-off NFT, the OnePlanet, the way they're trying to almost bootstrap the NFTs to go on the platform is through this contest. Can you talk a little bit more about that and about the potential prizes?
Yeah, about the NFT contest. It is called OnePlanet Lending. We are thinking that we are building a whole new ecosystem and a new land of possibilities of NFTs. So we're recruiting the crews to land on OnePlanet and nurture this new land to be a great environment for NFTs. And we're giving away 100K UST and 30 million OPTs, which are our governance token, for the prize money. If somebody listening to this AMA and not aware of this contest, please visit oneplanetnft.io right now and find out if you can have the chance to win. The deadline of submission is December 13th, 2021, of course, and 11:59 p.m. UTC. You don't need to fully ready to mint the collection to participate in the competition. We require a few work samples, project roadmap, and information about project and the team. And there are three categories participants can choose to compete. The first one is called digital identity. It is mostly about PFPs. It is about PFPs, but actually we are expecting something more than just PFPs, just JPEGs. So maybe add on something, utility about PFPs. And the second category is called one of a kind. It is more about art. And the art can be in every form, images, videos, and etc. And the last category is called next level. It is more about innovation. We're expecting something like game, metaverse, DeFi to come to next level. So actually we prepared every field that you can submit your collection, submit your NFT projects. So please come on. And there are, just like I told you, you don't need to be ready to mint the whole collection. We're actually requiring the mint to be ready until the end of February. So there are plenty of time. Come on, join us. So to talk more about the contest, the structure of the contest consists of two rounds. The first round will choose qualified 12 finalists from this, submissions. And through the second round, we'll choose three final winners of the contest. So four finalists out of each category. So four times three makes 12 finalists. And for the second round, one final winner from each category. So there will be three final winners. The first round judging will be evaluated. The evaluation of first round will be conducted by a panel of judges. And the panel of judges are consisted of most qualified members of Terra community, including Terabytes, of course, and Joseph here, and Danku, Midas, and Dali, and anonymous intern from TFL, and One Planet team, of course. We are also considering to invite one or a couple more judges in behalf of NFT creators on Terra. Those panel of judges will evaluate and qualify 12 finalists to the final round, and round one winners will be announced on December 24th. And after that, at 26th, we will start the community poll. Judging of the final round will be fully on community poll, and there is no qualification to be the voter, of course, and every community member can join the voting for the final winners. We want community to decide which NFTs to come on Terra and what kind of innovation we need from NFTs here. So we'll announce the final winners on the very first day of 2022, and those collections, including all the 12 finalist collections, will launch on One Planet starting on January 2022. So I think this competition is about not only about One Planet, but to decide how NFT ecosystem should be on One Planet. And we're really taking it serious to invite those partners through this competition and making our devotions to take this NFT to the next level from a stage of now on. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, so if you just joined to win Pantera's horses, keep in mind that you can also win what I think will be considerably more than the value of my horses, which is a prize of 33,000 UST plus some OPT token, which will inevitably have a price as well. We can open it up to questions. So if anybody has any questions for the One Planet guys, I do feel like that would be the way. Even if you don't have a question, you could even just leave a comment to win Pantera's horses. But before we do that, Inch, can you talk a bit more about some of the projects that have already decided to launch with One Planet? I know you made a pretty major announcement in Miami. And I see Kevin from Luna Loot on the call too. So if he wants to hop in and provide some background details about how it all came together, that would be great.
Kevin, do you want to hop on?
He might be, I don't know, doing something where he can't speak.
Okay. We have a lot of submissions until now, and there are a few interesting projects that maybe I can leak some alpha. There are some projects coming from some teams that already has some successful mints of their NFT collections already, and there are a few well-known NFT projects a lot of community members are expecting to come. So I guess it may be a good idea to listen to the questions about those projects, since I cannot really actually decide which to tell and which one not to tell. So what do you think?
Well, so regard so hello guys, my name is Hongmo and you can call me Sam. So, and I'm actually taking care of all the business regarding tasks on the One Planet. So right now we have like two pipelines regarding the creators. So first one is, of course, just like Inch said, we are holding a competition right now, and there are a few collections who have already submitted their collection already, and we cannot actually disclose who actually submitted their collection right now, but there are a few that you guys will definitely be able to be interested in. So, and also, so some of them, the collections that we can actually tell you guys is that we have recently officially announced that we are partnering up with the Cosmic Perspective, and actually they are exclusively filming and taking photo of the Road to Mars collection, and this collection is actually art piece which records all the travel and the recording of the SpaceX travel to the Mars. So if you are quite interested in the humans' road to Mars and travel to the Mars, these guys are so wonderful artists, and they are actually filming all the steps from launching of rocket and docking of the spaceship and such things like that. And they are making all those steps into a collection, and they are launching with us, One Planet. And that will be one announcement that we can make. And there will be some more details and some more promotions regarding that on our Twitter space. And also, what you can do with their collection is, if you hold their collection NFT, you will get a chance to win to go to private tour to a starbase, and Cosmic Perspective guys will actually give you a private tour for you guys. So there will be a utility regarding this token. Regarding this collection also. So yeah, for right now, well, of course, we are talking with bunch of other guys, and right now what we can disclose is Cosmic Perspective. Yes.
Yeah, we announced that in Miami that we're partnering up with Cosmic Perspective, and those guys are actually really special artists for documentizing the human journey to be interplanetary species. So if you are really into space project, to become one of the holders of their collection and to become part of their community will be the best way to participate and, you know, to experience all those things going on with space projects. So yeah, I think it is good to expect all the expectations to be high.
All right, we got Brian Lee 1020. Brian Lee.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Brian is also part of the, did you just create a Twitter?
Yeah, so I created a Twitter space on web using the Google account. And for some reason on the web, like, I can't do anything regarding like speaking or like raising hands. So I had to make another one on the phone and then plug in through that.
Yeah, it's mobile only, which is a pain. But okay, so we've got a modest audience here. If you're just here to win the horses, now is your chance. You must raise your hand and ask a question. It's that easy. It has to be a coherent question, though.
Okay, can I have a run for the Derby Stars horses?
Okay, if it's a good enough question.
Oh, okay, I'll come back to you in a bit.
Wait, we do have some requests, so it has to be a decent question. All right, Colin Black. We got a bunch of requests coming in now. All right, Colin Black, you're first, then we'll go to Dylan, and then The Woken. It takes a minute to connect sometimes. There we go, Colin.
Hey!
Yo, what's up, Colin? Do you have anything else to say?
Hey!
You mean one horse.
Hey, I just have a quick question. I was just wondering, in terms of the further development for the term ecosystem, where are we looking to see things develop near the end of next year? To give it a bit more time for what you're looking to release.
Oh my god, I'm suffering the echo from you. I couldn't really hear you. Can you say it again, please? I'm sorry. The echo is really serious.
What are your further developments for the end of next year? in terms of what we're looking to release the project for the end of 2020, for the end of 2022.
The end of 2022. No, 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 no. Actually, we're ready to go in a couple of weeks.
The plan, are you looking, do you have any more plans for the end of 2022?
I think he's asking, like, what is your long-term plans?
Okay, thank you for asking. Our long-term goal is to actually build actual interoperability of NFTs and interchain function, of course. So I believe NFTs are about liberty of digital access. And now it is actually up to what chain your NFTs are on, but I think at the time people won't care about which chain the NFTs coming from. They won't care about that. So actually we're trying to build interoperability of NFTs.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, we have Dylan Wilhelm. Dylan.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you beat the mushrooms question?
maybe. I missed the very beginning of the AMA, but I was wondering if you could give a brief overview of like the utility for the OPT token and what the total supply will be.
Okay, Sam, do you want to answer or do you want me to answer him?
Okay, I'll go for this. So actually our native token is named OPT. This is One Planet token. And this is actually a governance token. And as we told you before, we are going totally decentralized. So this will be used as a governance token. And our total supply will be 10 billion. And actually there are some token distribution percentage, and especially 30% of them will go to collaboration fund. And this fund will be actually used for the creator incentives and collection holder incentives. This means that we are actually onboarding the DAO system. So you can think of it as a Luna validator. So there will be 15 verified collections for the DAO system. And whoever holds the NFT of the top 15 verified collection, they will be airdropped with our native token. And where do the airdrop come from? You can ask, and we can answer that all the protocol fee, including transaction fee or minting fee, and all those kind of protocol fee will be used to buy back the OPT in the market. So there will be a lot of OPT we buy back from those protocol fee. So this means that we are not taking any of them because we are decentralized. So we are using those buyback OPT to give airdrops to the NFT holders of the collection, top 50 collections. So that will be the utility and distribution method that we are planning on.
Okay, great. Thanks, man. I think I caught the very end of that, but I appreciate you going back over it. Thanks.
Got it.
Thanks for your question, Dylan. We will consider you for horses. All right, I'm trying to take requests in order. If you could remove yourself from speaking, Dylan, that would be helpful. We're going to go the Woken, and then we're going to go Co, and then Brian Neal, and then Kong Ishik. I'm going to bring you all in at once.
I'm trying to remove myself, but I can't seem to do it.
No worries. I will remove you. All right. Everybody's connecting. So Dylan, stay on the line. Whoever else, the other questions, stay on the line because you guys will have a chance to win horses. All right. Let's go with the Woken first, please.
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, we can hear you. I guess you're from Australia.
No. If you ever want to insult a Kiwi, tell them they're from Australia. I'm a New Zealander. Come on.
New Zealander. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the question, sir?
Hey, look, I'm just wondering, there's a lot of marketplaces coming to Terra, and we got Random Earth and Nowhere, and we've got Talus coming. What are you guys going to bring? I mean, the NFT market at the moment is struggling. And it kind of seems that there needs to be something of a bit of oomph that's really going to inspire the NFT projects for the current rounds of the application of NFTs in the Terra space. Are you guys looking at some large project that's going to really inspire NFT purchasing? Or, I mean, are you just focusing on collections at this stage and integrating into other use cases of NFTs in the broader market? I kind of hope that adds as a question.
Yeah, so let me answer this. So there are a lot of different projects going on in the NFT ecosystem right now, not only for the Ethereum network, but also for the Terra networks. So for right now, I believe the most of the NFT marketplaces were actually focused on the art pieces. But of course, we are going to focus on the art too. But the more focus we are actually putting is the NFTs with the utility. So I believe the NFTs with the actual use case and the utility will be able to actually go long run, because the users and the collectors will have bigger and larger incentive to hold those NFTs that they are holding. And also, as you mentioned, that we are actually looking forward to invite big name players. And we are actually closing our deal with the big investors, and they have a lot of different IPs, and they all are eager to introduce us to their portfolios with the big names and big IPs. And I'm pretty sure that they will be onboarded next year, so that they will be able to showcase their collection on the Terra ecosystem. And I think that is a good thing for our platform and also for the Luna ecosystem as a whole, because there will be more and more people coming from the other chains because they want to experience of the big IP collections. And also, not only that, we told you guys this just like last 10 minutes, but we are going on a multi-chain, so we are not limiting our ecosystem to Terra only, but we are onboarding Wormhole and IBC so that we can stretch our NFT ecosystem to Ethereum network or Solana network and so on. Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks for the response. That's really good. I've got a mate sitting with me here who is an Australian, and I think soon he's going to have to sell a child to fund all his NFT purchases, because he might be your number one fan. But thanks very much. I'm looking forward to your space developing.
Got it.
The Woken, that was a fantastic question. I'm going to remove you from speaking, but please stick around, because you have a great chance of winning Pantera's horses, which could be worth 500 Luna, no, not financial advice. I also just want to follow up a bit, you know, just from someone behind the scenes. You know, I think this isn't like it's not like there's this crazy, like ball drop FOMO moment that's going to necessarily like blast one planet above the other marketplaces. But I can just say, from what I've heard, the bigger NFT collections that are live or that are launching are very excited, just out of a purely, communication and customer service perspective. And so, you know, if there's one marketplace that all the collections are sort of organically levitating towards, you know, it starts with the collections, and that's where people have to go in order to interact with them. So I can't remember who's next. I think it's Ko. So
hey,
bring on. Yeah, go ahead, Ko.
Actually, I was going to ask about the token and stuff, but you guys seem to have answered that already. But I did want to say, like, I met your guys' like delegation at Miami, and you guys just seem awesome, and Cosmic Perspective seems awesome. And it's just really cool, like, your guys' vision for the new marketplace. And so basically what I'm getting at is I'm the project admin of SoulSword, and now that I hear you guys are looking into cross-chain, that's, like, really cool. Do you guys intend to like be delivering this at the same time as Terra, or what's like the ETA for that? And do you guys intend to also make any mobile app?
No, I think this is the finally chance for Brian to hop in. He's our developer, and yeah, he's got all the roadmap and the cross-chain thingy he can speak about.
Yeah, it is only time he can get out of his dungeon and talk to actual people. So we should give Brian to talk. Give chance to Brian.
I should have practiced talking a little bit more before I joined this space. So yeah, regarding interchain, so right now we're looking into Ethereum. So we're not going to be launching The interchain functionalities as soon as the marketplace launches. That's going to come a little bit after. But we'll be launching Ethereum and Solana in sequence, and that'll be our most priority. We don't have a deadline or an exact timeline for exactly when that's going to launch. But Wormhole update just got pushed, so hopefully as soon as possible. We're looking into a couple months after the marketplace launch. Hopefully that's when the Solana bridge hopefully will launch. But I do have to ask my smart contract developers about that a little bit, because they're the ones who are mainly working on this. I'm on the website, by the way. And what was the other question?
Actually, I have two questions, but the next one would be, the first question was, are you guys going to be making a mobile app for this interchain marketplace?
Right, yeah. So we'll be working on the mobile app. So we'll be launching the web app first, but then right afterwards, we'll be getting to a mobile app for iOS and Android.
Oh, that's awesome. If I could just ask one more thing, is I heard you guys are getting a lot of like funding. I'm not sure if it's through venture capital or private. But do you guys intend to like become sort of also a gaming launchpad for NFTs or anything like that? Because I see a lot of NFTs are gravitating towards like gaming and play to earn, such as my game. So I was just wondering if, what your guys' take is on just like NFT gaming.
So regarding the gaming space, as I mentioned, the utility of the NFT is very important, and we take it very seriously and significantly. So I think gaming partners, gaming projects are a very good partner project to us. So we are actually thinking in the long term, we might think of getting API so that they can build their own marketplace within their gaming experience. Because like, I mean, purchasing an item,
That's outside of the
game is like strange, right? You don't want to visit our One Planet web app to purchase an item and go back to your game, and that's a terrible experience. So we are actually planning on those kind of APIs, which the gaming projects will be able to use so that they can build their marketplace of their own. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing news. That's really cool and innovative. I love it.
Thanks.
Very good questions, Co. Very good questions. You are in the running, pun intended, for the horses. I'm going to remove you as a speaker now. Even though you asked 10 questions, you still only get one chance. Okay. I think next, sorry if I'm losing track of the order. And for people that are requesting, I will get to you. I see that. I think next is Brian Eel, and then Kong, and then C.
Hi. Yeah. So, you mentioned about the utility of NFTs being important in choosing the NFT projects, such as the gaming NFTs, and there are also new platforms coming up, such as Playmity, to help to reduce the cost of people starting out in this NFT gaming space. So, is there any plan on collaboration with other NFT platforms?
Is there any special NFT platforms that you are asking about? Are you talking about other marketplaces, or is it about NFT projects, specific NFT projects that we can mention?
In particular, like utility project.
Utility like, projects.
Gaming, like gaming NFTs, for example.
Yeah, actually, there are some gaming NFT projects. Game projects, including metaverses, are... actually, we're discussing how to launch them, and I cannot really leak their names here, but gaming is one of our priorities, and you know, metaverses are the specific place that we believe that NFTs, utilities of NFTs can really be, you know, useful. So the metaverse projects and gaming projects are coming, and we are really keen to collaborate with them to, you know, to bring utilities to NFTs. Yeah. Is it enough for your question, or do you want to ask some more?
That's all.
Thank you for your question, Brian.
So it's come to my attention, I might have accidentally banned Ko, and instead of just removing him from the channel, I accidentally banned him from the channel.
Where's Ko? Come back.
I hope Ko comes back, because he has some great questions. Okay, go ahead, Joe. Can you take over, and I'll figure out how to get Go back in here.
Okay, this is just to This is just to go through, like, you know, those project founders who are quite new to the NFT scene. How is One Planet helping them to onboard? Because I just got a message on Telegram from one of the, I think one of the project founders. So he's worried that he has very little knowledge of minting process or any added utility when it comes to his art projects. So how are you guys helping these people get on board?
That is a great question. Like, could you explain this to Joe? You can explain it. Maybe Brian could too.
Yeah, maybe Brian is the one actually he's the one helping with the technological side. So, Brian, do you want to hop in?
Sure, sounds good. So on the contest page, we have it so that whoever needs helping with the minting, if they just bring the artworks, we'll mint everything for them using our own CW721 contract. And we have the process already ready. So, like, if you have something dope, but you need help with minting or any other further technical support, we're willing to help you all the way until the launch.
Awesome. Okay, then I hope that answers the guy's question because he's in this space, but I think he's a bit too shy to speak.
Oh, for sure. If he has any more further questions regarding minting or just any technical support he needs, could you tell him to, like, feel free to reach out to me or one of the devs on the One Planet team?
Yeah, definite. Thanks.
So especially for the creators who does not have background knowledge of the development, we understand that. And actually, myself, I cannot code. So I think that the help is really needed because, like, that is why we have this, like, one of the reasons that we are having this feature called the no code minting tool is the reason because, I mean, it would be an awkward situation if there is a great artist and creator and has a lot of different collection ideas, but just cannot mint their collection because they cannot code. So that was the point where we thought that was a great entry barrier to the NFT market and pain point of the market. So we actually developed a no-code minting tool for them. So, and also, if there are any other creators or artists with a great idea and concept of their art pieces, but just cannot know and does not know how to mint their pieces, and also even like if they have an intention to participate in the competition, you guys can just submit your works to us and ideas and concept of them. Minting is our part, so we can help out all the minting parts. So there will be a great chance for you to try out your new collection and creativeness. Yes.
So I'm just gonna hop in right here.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I was just curious about the no minting tool. Like, I guess how dynamic is that, right? Can, like, for example, an artist come in and then, like, only mint 10,000, like, NFT pieces, like, project? Or is this, like, can they add in, I don't know, dynamic NFTs or add in, I guess, whatever they think is cool and creative to their collection?
Could you elaborate a little bit more on the dynamic part?
Yeah, for example, like, I don't know, can they make a special rule to where if an NFT is, like, traded, like, the image of the NFT changes into, like, another version of the NFT, like, or is, I guess, something a little bit more complicated than just like a 10K NFT project?
So from the technical perspective, something custom like that would probably have to be a little bit more advanced than just using the minting tool. We'd probably require some kind of follow-up or that would require some kind of coding or some kind of custom filter system in our minting tool that we have to develop in the process. Right now, what's in the pipeline is the randomized 10,000 minting. So whenever a user uploads individual PNGs of, like, let's say traits of, like, face and eyes and nose and stuff like that, then it automatically generates metadata based on how many you want. And then it'll just, like, mint everything for you without you having to code anything or generate the random metadata yourself. And then afterwards, we're actually thinking of incorporating text to image using AI to so when a user just puts in a sentence, it, like, creates an image for them, and then, like, you can just mint, like, a special NFT. So that's something that we're experimenting as well. So all of those are in pipeline, but, like, what you said specifically, the custom part would require a little bit more research on our part to actually do. Got it. Thanks.
Yeah, so it is kind of start of our no-code minting tool. So now we are concentrated on generative art, but we can also, you know, we can also get into developing the kind of, you know, functions that you mentioned. That is what we are considering too. Yes.
Okay. I accidentally booted Ko, but I hope he can come back in because I think I let him back in. I believe C really is raising their hand, so let's let them go, and then it's Kong after that. C, you're up.
Ooh, hey there. Sorry. Thanks for the space. So I had a question in a little bit of a different direction in terms of utility. A lot of talking about like games and metaverse, but I'm just curious what other like utility I guess you all see in terms of NFTs potentially. I know I saw something about like digital identity, but just outside of the metaverse, I guess what other like projects or ideas y'all are seeing.
So just like I mentioned before, the Cosmic Perspective shows a great example of starting of opening a new opportunity of this utility of the NFT scene, because as I told you, whoever holds this their collection NFT, they will get a chance to visit Starbase Tour, and that is one utility, the amazing utility that they have, and it actually is very closely related with the real life experience, and I think this is a very important one. So that will be one. And also, regarding your question, I think this is a very good question to all of us, because as Inch said before, the charm, true charm of the NFT technology is that we actually right now do not know how big this NFT will go and what this technology will allow us to do in near future or for the future. So that is why we are actually trying to build this ecosystem. And that is why we are not just a marketplace, but we are trying to build a social community to the Terra ecosystem and all the ecosystem to have a place and space where we can discuss about this and develop into a reality. So yeah, so right now we have few beginning stage of the utility in the real life experience, but I'm pretty sure that there will be more and more projects coming in which are trying to link more real life into real life utility with the NFT. So we should be keep talking and discussing about this.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the question, C. Stick around. You might have a chance to win some Derby Stars horses. Kong, you've been waiting patiently. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I'm not an artist, but one of the ideas I have is, you know, can we use our NFTs as collateral, you know, sell put options for a period of time. And if the person doesn't exercise it, we as the NFT holder gets to keep it, or, you know, have somebody put in a buy option, or, and I can use that as collateral on a loan, because it's hard to monetize your NFT. It might be worth a lot. Like you might own a GP or a Lunable, but you can't do anything with that except sell it. Just the same way that you can, like, you know, put your coins in as collateral and get a loan against it and not have to sell it to get the advantage of. Can you use this as collateral? And I don't see a lot of that in the NFT space. I don't see a lot of financial utility, and a lot of people are investing in these NFTs as kind of financial products. I mean, you know, I see the value. I see other people valuing it. It's a JPEG, really. Is it going to do anything? I don't know. Maybe you can use it in gaming. It doesn't move a lot, but it does have economic value that maybe we can monetize, you know, as a financial instrument. And I thought that would be interesting, but, you know, I kind of thought about entering something for that, but it was more, I thought that One Planet NFT project contest was more about the art and not about the use cases. So I wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Well, I think that is a very interesting idea, because, and actually there has been some discussions going around with those collateralizing the NFT scene in the with very many investors. I hear from investor that there are some projects actually trying to build those collateralizing the NFT. So I think that is a very interesting idea to talk and discuss around the space of the NFT scene. So, but right now on the One Planet scene, we are actually now for right now, we are focusing on the marketplace and building up the social community of the ecosystem. But certainly if we can develop those idea in more detailed way, that is the thing we can actually develop into in near future. Because like, please, I think of our platform as a place where you can realize all the ideas that you have. Because, and that is why we are going totally decentralized for our platform. So whatever good idea you have, just like what you have just suggested and gave us idea of, you can always have a poll, a community poll with the idea, and we can always think about it. And our devs and our biz devs are all here to work on that and make your idea into real in the real world. So yeah, thanks for the idea. And do you guys have any other comments on this? And sure, Brian or Joella or Joseph.
Well, I just want to comment that that is one of the categories to basically come up with an innovative next step of NFTs. So I would submit that to the competition under that category.
That's awesome. Because, yeah.
As Inch said, and as Sungmo said, that it's really a playground for the NFT creators. And it doesn't have to just be artwork or profile pictures or whatever. It can be whatever you think is that next innovative step. And I think you're onto something there when you said that, you know, maybe there's not a lot of utility outside of them just being pictures, but we do know that they're financial instruments, and there's definitely an interesting use case there. So I would submit that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. I think Niku is, or wait, yeah, Niku.
Yeah, hi. So I guess my question is in two parts. So the first one is, I really like what you guys are doing in terms of coming up with the decentralized marketplace for NFTs. But I just wanted to get a feel from you guys what you think is the current overview of how you see the current Terra NFT space. I think it's still largely dominated by Random Earth. I know there's Nowhere and Talus as well, but you know, just wanted to get your thoughts on how the current marketplace scene is like and what you guys plan to do that is a little bit different from what's already in the scene. And second part is, I know you guys have went on quite a bit already about utility and demand of NFTs. I guess my main question on that is what do you guys personally think is, you know, provides the most utility or demand at this very moment? I'm actually a community manager at Terrapins right now. So there's a play to earn game because that is the trend right now. I think a lot of people are looking forward to that. So that's coming up for us. But, you know, we know there's like the 3D Tesseracts on Luna Bull's side and many others. So just wanted to get a feel from you guys. What you think is the next trend maybe or the thing that brings the most utility to NFT projects right now? Thanks.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there are a lot of different players in the Terra NFT scene. So you mentioned Random Earth, Talus, Nowhere, and there is Luard coming on. And I think I take them as a... friends. I mean, we are not actually competing each other because we are actually building our ecosystem together. So what we can do together, there are many things that we can collaborate and we can do together. But there is a certain difference that we take approach compared to those other marketplaces. So first of all, obviously, we are going for going on decentralization. So and actually, most of them, all of them are actually centralized, and we are going decentralized. And actually, what we are trying to do is we want to position ourselves as a community-driven marketplace and ecosystem. So we are actually focused on the marketplace and the social space that where all the community can gather and share their opinion and talk about the NFT. And just like as I told you guys before, realize their ideas in our marketplace. It's like a playground for you guys. So I'm pretty sure that all of you guys are very creative and have a lot of different ideas. So if you guys have those ideas, just come to us and share your idea and opinion with other community members. And the reason of like reason of our developers and BizDev and PM of One Planet being here is just to realize your idea and just making sure that you guys can enjoy the NFT scene of the NFT place. So that is the like kind of core difference that we take, because like we are more focused on the community and building up the community and the ecosystem altogether. And also for your second question, this actually is a connection to the my previous answer for the cosmic perspective. But I personally think that next wave, I mean, I totally agree that now all the play to earn and metaverse and those meta will go on for quite a while. And that is a very big wave right now. But for maybe possibly for maybe in near future, I think there will be some hype regarding the real life connection with the utility of the NFT, just like cosmic perspective. So if you hold the NFT token, there will be something you can do with the NFT token in your real life. I think that will be a great value add to the NFT scene on the blockchain. And I think that is not just limited to the Terra ecosystem also. And I think that will mean a lot to the Ethereum network and Solana network also. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for the answer.
All right. Very cool. Thank you for your question. I'm not 100% sure who is next because I let like four people in at the same time. And I also don't know if this person is eligible to actually win, but let's hear from Jimmy Lay. Jimmy.
Hey, I don't have a horse. That's can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So my questions is around, I guess, pricing for these mints and these projects. I know we've seen recently there's been a lot of discussion and almost drama around Nowhere and Random Earth and how centralized they are and maybe some of the opaqueness when it comes to, you know, when founders come to them and they want to mint their project. It seems like pricing has been all over the place. And of course, like the scope of each project can be, you know, can vary quite a lot. And it sounds like you guys are doing everything from, you know, no code mints for people who are a bit more savvy, and all the way to more of like a white glove service for folks that who aren't as technically inclined, and even entertaining, you know, interesting, unique ideas for their mints. So how are you guys approaching, you know, pricing for founders, and should they be worried at all about how much something their project might cost?
So like about this, could any other members could answer, because I've been the only one talking right now. So
is pricing is about the project's funding and you know the pricing at the market so they can fund their own project to sustainable. Is that right? Is that right?
I mean, just to like, just like the initial fee for like a mint, right? So I think like it's been thrown out there that Nowhere or Random Earth will charge plus or minus 20%
okay.
of mint cost.
Well, actually, I think it is definitely an alpha. Actually, we are just going to require 2.5% fee for every kind of transaction. And just like we said, we are decentralized. We are not taking it. The One Planet team is not taking it. We are going to use all the protocol fees to buy all the tokens, our OPTs on the market. So it will be used for buybacks, and we're going to redistribute it to the community members. And let me tell you something more about our governance structure. We told you that we're gonna make the validated verified collections to act as validators. Actually, being a verified collections will be very important because we are actually setting some ranks for them in regards of the amount of delegated OPTs to them, and actually there are two ways we are redistributing it. We use all the all the protocol fees to buy the tokens back, but the amount of acquired from verified collections will be airdropped to the holders of the collections of we want to initially start with top 15 actually. So if you are a holder of top 15 collections, NFT holder of top 15 collections, you're going to get the airdrops. You're going to get the airdrops by OPTs. So, and the other way around, the amount of protocol fees that we acquire from non-verified collections will directly go to the community fund, and the community members can decide how we can use the funds. So just like the question we had, if we want to build some kind of collateralizing NFTs platform or something like that, we can decide we should use the charity, use the fund to back this project and maybe get onto that. So not only we are requiring relatively low fees, but we are also redistributing it to all the community members. So I think it shows that we are really, you know, NFT centric and community centric. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. So not only will you be providing white glove service and helping these protocols or these artists bring their NFTs to life, but you're saving them 90% off of their mint costs, and then incentivizing community members to curate collections and never have another Bag of Dicks projects on Terra, right?
Actually, I'm a fan of Bag of Dicks, but I'm a huge fan of Bag of Dicks. Actually, you know, don't mention the Bag of Dicks. It's kind of term we are using in the Terra community.
Top 15 Bag of Dicks incoming.
Yeah, maybe if we are full of Bag of Dicks, yes, we can, maybe. But, you know, we're actually, we are incentivizing all the community members to curate which collections to be the, you know, to become one of the peer verified collections. And with the structure that top 15 collections taking all the airdrops for verified collections, I think we can also gamify it. And it is a, you know, incentive to, you know, holders of verified collections to consider only good collections to be, you know, to be peer verified collections. If the collection isn't really good enough and there won't be any transactions, why would anybody want to make them verified? So there's the point, actually. The community members have to create a poll to make some collections to be verified collection. We're not deciding it. The community members will decide it. And with some collection adding to the verified collections, they can always compete and, you know, they can always talk to each other about how to make this environment, the whole ecosystem, better to, you know, the whole collections to become one of the verified collections, right? You understand me?
Cool. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Very good question, Jimmy. I'll add you to the list of potential winners, even though people will probably think it's like insider stuff.
Rigged.
Yeah, people will call it rigged. All right, I'm going to allow Monkey Foxchild in, but don't speak yet, please. And then I think from this group we'll go through the rest of the questions, and then I'll pick two winners to win Pantera's horses. So I wrote down the Twitter handle of everybody that has either asked a question or is now ready to ask a question. Monkey, do not speak yet, though. You will go last, sir. You will go last,
yeah,
sir.
I guess I can't really hear, and I'll... Sorry, my phone is crap. I'm just getting to my house. But my question is about interoperability and whether there's going to be any, I guess, plans of doing any mints across other chains.
All right, I removed Monkey because they couldn't follow simple directions. Tom, please ask your question.
Check. What's up, guys? So you guys have talked a little bit about like a multi-chain, chain-agnostic approach, like to what you guys are doing. I'm just wondering, what do you think like the benefits are for users besides like in like a multi-chain NFT world? Like maybe more liquidity? Is it security? Is it just freedom of choice? I'm just curious of like the big picture thinking of you know, a user potentially using NFTs across multiple chains. I'm curious as like you guys' thoughts on what that might look like going forward.
So for the multi-chain part, I think for if you think of it as an overall ecosystem view, I mean, in the long run, of course, for right now, everyone thinks that if it's an NFT, it's Ethereum based. But like in the long run, there will be a lot of different projects launching in different kind of chains on the Solana or on Terra on different chains. So in the long run, people will not actually care about which chain this NFT is actually from. So I think that is the reason why multi-chain is so important, because like they will be able to unite all the NFT collections to same space. And I think that is a very important part that we should be thinking of. And yeah, so Brian, could you please add more onto this cross-chain thing?
Sure. So going multi-chain, in my opinion, just allows you to open up to like much more possibilities and just a bigger customer base if you're a minter, and if you're just buying, you can buy it from one chain and then just cross it to another, and then yeah, it's just more opportunities, I guess. That's pretty much all I can say about that.
Yeah, and also about the gas fee. I mean, all the transactions are actually focused on too much on the Ethereum chain. So even if you get whitelisted on the specific collection, sometimes the gas fee is much higher than the weight of the minting fee. So it is like kind of so crowded right now. So there is some certain needs that there should be diversified NFT projects to different chains. So I think the multi-chain will be able to help out with this problem.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that as well. Like the gas fees that when we're testing our minting on the One Planet platform was very, very cheap. So you can take advantage of that as if you go multi-chain. You can take advantage of our platform with the cheap gas fees and then, you know, move it to somewhere else and stuff like that.
Yeah, and more philosophical way, when we're talking about NFTs and there is no interoperability between chains, it feels to me like talking about a world with no international tradings. So if you have an asset, you will have to use those assets anywhere you want. That is the world we want to create, and that is the kind of philosophy we have behind the Web3, I believe.
Great point. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you for the question, Tom. I'll add you to the list. All right. first and foremost, Dylan, you already asked the question. If you ask another question, it's not going to get you on the list twice. But before we even address that, let's go with Jay Crypto, because he's got the Pepe meme.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for hosting this. And giving me the opportunity. I just wanted to start off by saying I'm very impressed with you guys' platform. I was joining to hear more about the Derby NFTs, and just, you know, being in here listening, I gained a lot more than I was initially anticipating. So Jimmy actually asked the first part of my questions I had concerning, you know, like the tokenomics in a way, and how like what you guys' plans were, but the second part of my question is, so my little sister, I've been wanting to find a way to get her into crypto, and me, I'm a CPA, so I'm a numbers guy, so DeFi makes sense to me, but my sister is into art, so I thought NFTs would be perfect for her. So my question is, for someone who is gifted in art but has no knowledge of like crypto, how would you recommend them getting started with creating their own NFT? And how does your platform help onboard individuals that, you know, are good at art but may not be tech savvy when it comes to NFTs and blockchain technology?
Actually, I have one question there. Have you ever checked on our website about our contest with your sister?
Yeah. So I was just going through your website and I see that the deadline is next week. So like literally, I've just been taking notes since I joined. I joined a little bit late. But I've been taking notes, and I'm definitely going to pass this information on to her.
Yeah, actually, the contest shows our philosophy, how we are going to treat the creators outside the crypto world. If they need some tech side supports, we are fully ready to support them. Actually, of course, with the, you know, limited number of supports, we cannot really assure that we can help them all with all the tech size. But you know, I think it is a very, very important mission for us to bring real world artists and creators to the, you know, crypto world with NFT technologies. So if she's really interested in NFTs and she wants to you know, make her arts to come on this decentralized world, we'll be there. And you know, just like we proposed our no code minting tools, we're gonna develop those more of those with a lot of functions for, you know, lowering the barriers of NFTs to the people who have no technical backgrounds. So please, we will be there for her. So if you have any questions about, you know, the tech side and how can make her arts into NFTs, please let's keep in touch and, you know, develop her projects to become a fascinating art Ontario community.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'll be reaching out.
Yeah, please.
All right. Very nice. Very wholesome. Very cozy. Thank you, J Crypto. We appreciate that. We have two people that have been waiting very, very patiently. So I appreciate that. And there's four people requested. So I guess we'll keep the train rolling here. I'm going to go 0x Nick. And then right after that, we're going to go Bros the Ghost. I know you've both been waiting patiently. So thank you. And then I'll bring in everybody that's requested now. So I see you.
Hey man, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, nice. I'm just sitting here with the Woken and very impressed with what I'm hearing so far. Look, I've been essentially in the crypto space for a very short time, and I've gained a lot of exposure to the NFTs on the Terra network. And I guess what I've sort of seen so far is most of the projects have been really good at capturing the audience and creating essentially that FOMO or that hype into the project, onboarding, you know, people into the spaces, into the Discord and so forth. What I see as an opportunity is potentially post-mint, especially with the engagement as to where the projects are going afterwards. So I guess my question would be to, is there a thought around incentivizing the artists or the projects in being engaged with their communities post-mint? Because I see on that, see like Random Earth, I see a lot of people posting on there, you know, what's going on with this project that haven't heard back from the dev team. There's been a lot of that I've seen so far. So I thought, yeah, just is there a thought process of, you know, how do we keep these projects accountable to their communities post-mint?
So, like, your question was, like, really long. So could you make more, like, concise? I mean, was it about, like, how could we make the community? I think you should, like, rephrase your question. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. So it's you know, projects that have their mint and then afterwards, you know, communicating back to their communities once the mint's done. I see that as an opportunity in most of the projects right now where there's very little communication going on after mints. So I'm just wondering whether that's something that One Planet could potentially think about. How do we incentivize the artists to keep engaged in projects?
Yeah, so the first of all, the very reason that we are holding this competition for all the creators is that we want to actually invite qualified creators in the first place. So we are holding, we are selecting 12 finalists, and that the reason that we are holding a community poll on the second round is because that we thought that the community support for their collection was very important for the long run of their projects. So that is why we are actually doing the community competition. And that is why, and I think this is the first step and first filter that will give the creators to actually be more engaged with the community poll. And also the reason that we are going decentralized is that we want to onboard the DAO system, and Inch and I have been talking this through this Twitter space, but they the top 15 collection needs community backing and their support. So in order to keep having community support you guys to become and staying in the top 15 collection, you will have to keep talking with your audience and keep talking with your fans so that they will be able to keep delegating OPTs to your collection and keep holding your collection's NFT so that they can keep getting your OPT airdropped. So our DAO system, so to wrap up, our DAO system and our community competition system will be actually playing a role regarding the community engagement with the collections.
Yeah, actually, the whole structure of DAO and our governance is to align the incentives for the NFT holders, NFT collections, and the whole community. So if you want to keep your NFT holders to delegate the OPTs to your collection, you will have to actively communicate with them. And the social features on our platform, and we're also trying to, you know, build forums for the collections. So we want users to stay on one planet and talk about the future of their collections and the future about NFTs, and actually to participate in their own the collection's own governance and in line the governance of whole NFT ecosystem we create. So the whole governance system and you know, the structure of delegating OPTs, it is all about, you know, to, you know, make creators to actively communicate with their fans and community members even after the mints. Actually, the after mint part will be more crucial because the incentives are coming from the initial launch, of course, but I think the more important part will be the secondary market tradings. So if there are more secondary market tradings, there will be more incentives to come. So they will have to remain the, you know, the attentions to their collections, and they will have to keep giving the incentives to the holders of their NFTs through this active communication. So we are kind of gamifying the DAO structure, and if they want to maintain the top 15 position, they will have to do it. That is our point.
All right, great question, Nick. You are on the list of potential winners. We're going to Bros the Ghost. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I am just have enjoyed most of the questions so far, and apologize if this was an earlier question when I hadn't heard, but I was wondering, in regards to, you know, just attracting, you know, people from other chains and functionalities that don't exist yet on the Terra blockchain for NFTs. I was wondering if Open Planet has any mechanisms on the roadmap for like a burning mechanism. I know a lot of these projects minted large collections, but they've also implied that some, you know, will burn a bunch of common set of cards to get a different card. Is that mechanism technically, you know, part of the toolkit that you guys might build for the no code tools and developers? And also, is just in general, is that like burn token type interface something that you guys have thought about or talked about on your team? Thanks for answering.
So the no code, Brian, please.
Yeah, thank you for the question. I can answer this. So actually, we're talking to a couple of projects about this exact process of like the burn and mint. So like one of the fields that we're researching right now, or one of the fields that we're building, is how do we get individual different traits of NFT? So like, let's say we have an arm NFT and a head NFT or whatever else there may be, and then basically burn those to combine them into and then mint one NFT, and then also destructure that so that like you can burn one NFT and then mint them into like six different parts NFTs and so on. So that's definitely in the works. That's in terms of no code minting tool, I'm not sure if that will be initially incorporated into the minting tool right when we launch the minting tool. However, that's something that we can think of in the future. But the burn mint will definitely be something that that will be used on our platform and be developed and shown to the community.
So the development of no-code minting tool is based on the needs of the creators. So we are capturing the needs of creators, and that's why we are holding this AMA sessions or something like this. We capture the needs and we're going to develop it. So we will keep trying to make this whole NFT environment to be easier to comment, so user-friendly. So that is our point. So we are not really coming with those functions with our minting tool. Just like we said, we will provide our initial version of no-code minting tool only for generating, you know, art collections, collectibles, for collectibles. But that's something that we're going to do afterwards. Thank you.
All right, fantastic. We have up next, Frederick.
Hey guys, thanks for giving me the opportunity to ask a question. So I know that most NFTs right now are locked in one ecosystem. I just want to know about your opinions about integrating a file storage system like Arweave to create some sort of backup outside of the original blockchain.
When you mint an NFT, generally speaking, you wouldn't really need a backup file system because it'll be uploaded to IPFS and it'll be quite secure there. However, you can, yeah. Is there any specific type of problem that you're looking to like solve regarding like the security of the NFT or like making it having it disappear?
So let's say I don't want to talk about the worst case scenario, but let's say I'm minting on Solana or Terra, and then for some reason Terra just like is gone or something. So it would be beneficial to create something outside of the original blockchain to create a backup for that, right?
Right. So once you mint an NFT on one of the platforms, most likely your asset will be up on the IPFS, which means that it's on a completely separate type of file routing system. And then since we're going to be using Filecoin for our storage later down the line, it'll be pretty secure. So like, I'm guessing if you need a backup, you wouldn't need to actually make a backup of the image itself, but just the link. However, if there's any other kind of issues or concerns that a creator has, and they want to back up certain things that they mint on our platform, it's something that we can definitely do. So yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All right. Up next, we're going to go with Luke. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing well, sir.
Good, good. No, as a hodler since Luna was 5, I'm a big believer in the governance system and everything. So from a practical lens, the transactional costs are been great. And compared to our other, I guess, NFT, other, you know, all these other fees that I've minted on Ethereum, and it's just crazy. How can we let the communities know how much better Terra really is and, you know, build us up when I feel like it should be more popular in the NFT world than it really is? Is there anything that you guys have planned to maybe put us on the map a little bit more than we should be?
So that can be explained with the multi-chain feature. So there are, I mean, most of the customers and collectors are actually more focused on the Ethereum chain. And we are pretty sure that, I'm pretty sure we have all experienced that the minting fee and gas fee is crazy in the Ethereum network. So, and meanwhile, while for Terra chain, you just need like $100 to mint 10K of the NFT collections. So this is a fact that we can actually deliver to them. So I'm pretty sure that all the Ethereum project are having problem with this gas fee thingy, because I mean, sometimes it's like gas fee is unaffordable for some people who have actually got whitelisted. And this directly connects to a problem of their success of their project, because like if they cannot sell out all the whitelisted NFT collection, then they will have a problem with that. So if we can actually talk to the new projects who are actually trying to launch in the Ethereum network, and I'm pretty sure that they will be able to confront the problem of the fee. So we can talk to them and inform about the low gas fee of Terra ecosystem, and they will be able to try out launching their collection on the Terra ecosystem. And if there are more and more projects coming into Terra ecosystem, then there will be more and more collectors coming into the Terra ecosystem. So that is how I see in the near future.
Yeah, and I think experiences matter here. We have to keep providing the successful experiences on Terra chain, and that is where we need the attentions from Terra community members, I believe. And to talk about Terra, I believe this algorithmic stablecoin is the leverage we have, and I also believe we all believe in that. So that is the leverage we have, and people's gonna need the stablecoin to trade their assets, I believe.
Awesome. I completely agree, and I believe it's our best chance for a truly borderless currency. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much, Luke. Okay. Up next, we have you guys. Is the One Planet team doing all right? This is a marathon.
Really great.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Evan.
Okay, up next we have Jaris with two A's. We also have Cosmic Perspective now in the chat, so I'd love to hear from them. But let's get Jaris's question first.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
I joined in a bit late, so I'm not sure if this question has been asked. So I see you guys are doing a lot of things, but one question I was thinking about is that there have been relatively very few rug pulls currently on Terra on NFTs, but as small marketplaces are there and your no-code minting and all that, I predict it will increase. So is there any sort of protection or some kind of KYC that will be done on the creators by One Planet?
So you're asking us if there are any protection methods to prevent creators to just vanish after the mint, right?
Yeah, basically.
Actually, we're not really yet. We have no plan to do the KYCs on the creator's identity or something like that. But we're doing our best to, you know, actually initially choosing which NFTs to come, and we're doing our best to do the due diligence on them. So I think it is something that we really should consider with the community members. If doing the KYC things on creators maybe become a barrier for creators to come into Terra community, so we should have to find a proper way to do this protection things, I guess. So if you guys have any good idea about this, please welcome aboard. We would love to listen to your opinions. For now, we have actually no method to prevent them. We're just doing our best to do the due diligence. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for that question. You've been added to the list of people that could potentially win my horse. Let's hear from Cosmic Perspective. We've got them in the chat. Maybe they can give us some insight on the project and the partnership with One Planet.
Hey, thank you so much. This is Mary Liz with Cosmic Perspective. I'm so sorry I'm late to the party. This looks like a really fun one. And if there's something about giving away horses, then I should definitely be here. I just want to say, you know, you said this is a marathon, but, you know, it's, I don't know what time it is in Korea right now, but it's at least 1 a.m., right? It's probably way past that. Wait, no, it's in the morning. What? I usually have my meetings with them
it's
early.
1 p.m. here.
They're,
it's 1 p.m. here.
Usually you guys are like, it's 1 a.m. and they're having meetings with me. So what I'm trying to illustrate is that we were so excited to move from Ethereum over to Terra with One Planet because we are in love with this team of people. They're brilliant. They're super hardworking. I'm so excited. I just got to make this big announcement with them at DecentralCon in Miami. We're launching our entire Road to Mars archive with them. And I know that they said they'd mentioned this a little bit earlier, so I hope this isn't too much of a repeat. But we are so excited because with them and the brilliant ideas that they brought to the table that are going to really enrich our project, we're not only doing one of ones anymore. Now we're doing a really fun kind of way to collect pieces of really important history. We're documenting this entire process as humanity is preparing to go out to Mars, right? So these are valuable pieces, but at a price point that's more accessible to folks, and they'll be able to get to a point where, depending on what they collect, they can turn that into a real-world experience. It's a ticket to a tour of Starbase, where Ryan and I, the artists, will give folks a personal tour of Starship up close. And I just wanted to say how excited I am. I cannot wait to launch with them. And just as an artist, you know, who's worked on several platforms, and I've had all those issues with high gas fees keeping us from minting things, I am just so, so excited for the future and for the beautiful platform that they've built. And I think it'll speak for itself. So someone had asked that question, how can we communicate about Terra to other folks? I think that this is going to speak for itself, you know, once it's out there. Thanks for letting me speak. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for dropping in and giving us your perspective, pun intended. I'll also add you to the list of people who can win the horses. But you know, one of the questions earlier was about, you know, what kinds of NFTs will be on the platform? Will there be things that are not just profile pictures? And I think Cosmic Perspective is a great example of an experience and something that is not just an NFT online, but something that can actually you can redeem in the physical world.
Is it my turn now?
No, it is not, Monkey. Don't make me kick you out again. All right, let's go with, I'm only taking four more questions because I'm running out of battery on my phone, and then there'll be 20, and then I'll pick two winners. So someone's been waiting a while. It's netfragger.ust at Design for Test.
Yeah, hi, hopefully you guys can hear me.
Yep.
Oh, great. So this is a pretty quick question. It's more of a follow-up to all the cross-chain stuff I love that you guys are doing. I don't know if it was answered explicitly, though. So is the expectation that all minting will be done through UST, bringing UST to every chain?
I think Brian should answer this, right?
So yeah, could you elaborate? So like, do you mean like on Ethereum, or like, what do you mean by minting with UST on other chains?
Well, so you guys are going for the multi-chain perspective, which is, you know, the whole ethos of the Terra chain, getting UST on every single chain out there. I'm just wondering if the expectation is that all the minting of assets would be done in UST or in the native chain token like ETH or Sol or Luna, et cetera.
So in terms of our minting tool will be based on Terra, so it'll be minted using UST, of course. However, when a user wants to bring in something that's already been minted on Ethereum or Solana, for example, and want to bring it to our platform, I guess like then at that point, like the minting would have been done on their end. But when they transfer it over to our to ours, maybe if there's a fee that could be done in UST. But yeah, so whatever's minted on our side will of course be done in UST, but our code minting tool will be based on Terra only for the most part. So like it won't be like multi-chain initially, if that makes sense. Did I answer the question right? Or was there any other specific parts that you want to elaborate on?
No, I'm just really new to what One Planet is doing. So I haven't really, you know, read through any of your papers at this point. I'm just not sure what the multi-chain aspect of One Planet is.
Of course. So the multi-chain is basically just like bringing and minting and burning NFTs across different chains. So whatever is minted on Terra, that could eventually be brought onto Ethereum and Solana. And whatever is minted on Ethereum will be able to bring onto Terra and other chains and so on. And we're going to be building a bridge that like kind of interconnects the two.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go with Martin. Martin Kong.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thanks for holding this AMA. My question actually, Netfragger kind of asked part of my question. So to confirm, by default, we'll be able to mint in UST and I guess not like Luna, like Random Earth or some of the other marketplaces on Terra. And then the other question that's sort of unrelated that I have is, I read about sort of merging with Forge Protocol, and I believe, was that sort of like an acqui-hire of like 10 plus people on the team? And does that make, like, how big does that make the One Planet team? Just also curious about some of the backgrounds of the people involved, just to kind of get a sense of like some of the deals that, you know, you might have in place and things like that. Thank you.
So I think there's one thing that I missed on the last question regarding minting. So I mentioned the no-code minting tool part, but regarding the platform minting, it will be able to be done in Luna as well as UST. And we're thinking of incorporating pretty much all the CW20 tokens to our platform as well, so the users will be able to use whatever they want. So that's definitely in the works.
Yeah, and regarding the team, so we have acquired Forge team, and they got this wonderful idea regarding the cross-chain, and they were actually developing all the concepts and plans for those cross-chain features. So we have actually merged together, but the only problem with the Forge team was that they did not have developers and developing backend support to actually make that into a real feature. So that way we had Brian and other developers who can actually make that happen. So that was the reason why we merged with the Forge. And currently we have around 19 people, and most of them are full-time. So we are having a great team, and it's a really big team actually. So, and most of us are actually based on Seoul, Korea. So yeah, so it's not like other some projects who are working some part-time, and actually we have a very big team who are actually all full-timers. So we are taking this project really seriously. Yes.
I think I can add some more alpha about Forge Protocol, because I'm the one who is coming from Forge. We found out that with One Planet and Forge, we shared the goal of expansion of NFT environment on Terra. So we were talking about, you know, cooperations, and we were kind of lack of our, you know, smart contract devs. We lack hands there. So we also had to build marketplace and also build the interoperability functions. We tried to do it together, and we agreed on this. So it wasn't kind of any, it is acquirement, but One Planet didn't really acquire Forge Protocol by, you know, buying them off or buying us off or something like that. But we just agreed on our shared goals, and that is how we made this big, great team here. And we're doing our best all together.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Let's hear from Porch Doggy.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How's it going?
What's up?
I was just chiming in with respect to the KYC question. And on Harmony, it's really common for teams to KYC with the Harmony core team rather than KYCing, you know, with the world or whatever. And I don't know how common that is on Terra, but that seems to be a useful way to, you know, give peace of mind to investors without actually, you know, discouraging the team members from, you know, avoiding the ecosystem to avoid KYC.
So actually, we are taking it really serious that, of course, we've been not preparing for the KYC, but since we are listening to you guys through this AMA session, there are some needs of community members to prevent, you know, all those waves and, you know, disappearings of, you know, creators. So there should be some protection. We are really taking it serious and we'll get into it. We'll, you know, we cannot really assure that we're going to do the KYCs, but we'll discuss it.
Well, I appreciate that. I actually got rugged for the first time today, so it's good timing.
Thank you.
All right, let's go. All right, I'm finally going to let my man Monkey Foxchild speak. Monkey Foxchild, are you ready? Don't let me down. Oh, man. All right, Monkey Foxchild, sorry. Just wasn't meant to happen for you tonight. Let's go with Consorte, the Consortico.
Hey, thank you for, you know, letting me come here and ask you a few questions. That's just two, one quick and the other one is kind of like longer, but is there going to be like a curatorial process? Like, because one of the things that bothers me mostly from, let's say, OpenSea or other platforms, is just the low quality of projects that, you know, eventually get to the platform, basically. So that would be question number one. And number two is, so let's say I want to do a mint. I'm huge on like the NFTs. I love them, all of them. So let's say I want to mint a project, and let's say the money that I gather from that, I want to give back to the community, and I don't want it for myself. Let's say that I can, that I want to, for example, stake that money in a validator. And with the, basically the NFTs backing is backed by the earnings of the mint. Is that something that, you know, One Planet would be able to like do or achieve?
Sam, can you come in? Can you answer that? I got my battery running out from my AirPods. I think I have to figure it out. I'm sorry.
So I'm trying to figure out the question again. So like, could you make it simple so that I can answer? Like, what was the first question again?
So the first question is there going to be like a curatorial process? Like, you know, because I'm always worried about low quality projects just like clouding the platform, basically. Like if you go to OpenSea, for example, it's just like a sea of crap projects.
Oh, okay. So currently, yeah, we are actually discussing about that. But like for right now, we do not actually have some process to screen those projects. But the reason we actually have the DAO system, and we have this from the verified collection. So that like if some collection is actually wants to become a nice and decent project to be listed onto the 15 top collection, then they should be able to deliver the nice value suggestion to the customers and the collectors. So I think there will be automatic screening on the marketplace of the One Planet. So, but like for the very crappy works and collections, about that, we will find a way to screen them so that they cannot be listed on our platform. But like for right now, it's centralized. That we are before going decentralized right now. So that is what we can do right now as a centralized entity. But like after we go decentralized around February and March, that will also be decided by the community members. So that will be up to you guys and you community members to decide how to make those crappy collections to be listed on the platform. Does that make answer?
Yep. Yep. And the second question was, is there, I don't know, this is kind of like a new concept because most people just expect NFTs just like you appear, you mint, and maybe you follow up, that kind of stuff. But let's say that you want to, with the money that you gather from the mint, you want to stake it. And basically each NFT will be back for like the reward from the minting of that. You know, do I explain myself?
Okay, this can be like connected to the idea that Kang has suggested us before. So it can be something like I'm collateralizing NFT or like utilizing all the financial asset that NFT can deliver. So this is an idea that we can discuss more on. So maybe you can, like, of course, you can submit your idea to our competition for the next level part category. And thanks for the idea, but like we do not have concrete idea and details of the plans regarding the NFT and collateralization or financially leveraging them. But of course, if there's an idea and some more details and talks and discussions about that, we can totally discuss about that later on. Yes.
Awesome.
All right. So sorry about our good friend. What was his name? Sorry, hold on 1 second. Monkey Fox Child, who I had to kick off twice. But he does have a good question, and he DM'd it to me. He wants to make a 3D.
Hello. Or can I ask a question?
His question is, it's my turn. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
He wanted to know what the software team would recommend to use in the future for the minting. If
I just want to know if we bridge stuff over. How do I say this? So let's just say I bridge an Anon NFT over. Would it be under like how would
Brian, I think your mic is on right now?
All right. So some people I guess have like shitty internet connection and can't hear anything. 10 is one of them and Monkey Fox Child is the other one. So sorry. But let me ask Monkey Fox Child's question, who he DM'd to me. He said he wants to know what software the team would recommend to use in the future for the minting if he wants to develop a 3D randomized PFP project.
So regarding that, on one of our teams, actually, there is an interactive artist or interactive developer who has specialized in using the 3D models. So if he wants, can he send me a DM and then I can just reach out to him and to see what I can do about that? Like in the no-code minting tool, like in terms of like the randomized and like PFPs, I'm sure like there will be a way to use more than just JPEGs or PNGs initially to randomize and create NFTs. But I personally don't have that much knowledge on the 3D system, so like maybe I could relay that to him.
Yes, Monkey Fox Child, please DM Brian. All right, last one, and then I'm going to pick winners out of everyone that asked a question. I wrote down all of your Twitter handles. So, and I know Dylan, you have a question, but you already asked a question, so I'm going to call on Mike VP.
Hey there, thank you very much. So as the last question, I just kind of wanted to wrap it up on a positive note. So One Planet team, what was something that you saw in the NFT landscape that you're very excited for your team to tackle and improve upon? And then Pantera, just to follow up to their answer, was this something that you saw when you guys partnered with them as something you guys wanted to be a part of for their journey?
Well, for the first question, I think overall the reason that we chose Terra for our launching of the marketplace is that we are actually from the Terra ecosystem. Like all of our team members are lunatics, and we did not even know each other before we actually talked about starting this project. So we have all love towards the Terra ecosystems, and that is why we are so focused and kind of obsessed with the building ecosystem and community regarding the NFT system. And the specific reason that we chose NFT and NFT marketplace is that we believe that the NFT will be able to deliver us something more than what we are actually having right now. So we do not know what that is right now, but there will be something that this technology will bring us. So right now, so most of the NFTs are focused on the arts and maybe kind of game and some possibly real life experience regarding some NFT, but they are just infancy stage. But in the future, I personally believe that NFT technology will be applicable to very many and different kind of industries and parts of our real life. So I think that will bring us really many opportunities and great chances for Terra ecosystem to develop and flourish based on this NFT technology. And it is our mission and vision to bring in more creators and NFT workers to launch their projects on the Terra ecosystem and help them grow further so that they will be able to deliver us a greater NFT chances to the Terra ecosystem, Terra community member. And that is why we chose NFT for our project.
Yeah, and I think many people seem to make similar comments on, you know, NFT sends on Terra, and I maybe it is not really appropriate to say this, but a common trend that we've noticed was NFT gold rush. So projects that are rapidly going to market and, you know, typical batches of NFTs priced around 2-3 Luna. And, you know, this development pace has put creativity in the backseat, we believe, and just concentrating on rapid execution and, you know, securing the listing number of on marketplace. So actually, we believe that there are many talented creators who really aspire to take a more refined approach with their NFT collections rather than to become one of the people rushing into the gold. And we wanted to be the catalyst to their ambitions. So we're aiming to build an ecosystem in which all the creators and all the community members alike can work together to build the next revolutionary communities and NFT collections on Terra, of course. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I guess I can kind of drop my perspective in there to answer the second part of your question. You know, I am actually not as much of an NFT guy as I am a DeFi, like fuck the banks kind of crypto guy. So, you know, I told the story at the top of the show, but someone who I trust a lot and is also in the ecosystem, not Pete, they came to me and they're like, hey, you should check these guys out. They're building an NFT marketplace. And I was like, yeah, cool. But we have like, you know, four of those already. And, you know, like what, like, all right, I guess. But really just through my experience of seeing how these guys work and through talking to NFT projects. And again, I'm not trying to knock anyone, but it does seem like there some of the other NFT marketplaces are going in different directions. And so I appreciate that these guys are really focusing on decentralization and creating like a sustainable DAO that can sort of guide it. And, you know, they're also very open to giving their resources to anybody that has an innovative idea. So, you know, that was really what sold me. And like I said, and like Cosmic Perspective said, I'll have calls with them where it's 2 a.m. in Korea and there's like 15 people sitting looking at terminals behind them. And they're just like working hard. So they definitely have the work ethic. And I think they're pretty spot on with what they're trying to do. So I know there's one more request. We'll take this one last request because I feel bad. Abu Sloth, please. And then no more questions. At least you guys can take questions, but I need to select winners and then you guys can take questions all night. But I need to go to bed.
Abu Slav.
Actually, it's been 2 hours, so taking, you know, the Slav's question for the last question kind of makes sense, we believe.
Perfect. All right, let's hear it. Human being at Abu _ Sloth.
Hey, thank you so much for letting me join. This question may have been asked. I was just wondering, are there any plans to have any sort of like audio NFTs on y'all's marketplace?
Yeah, of course. We are very open to any and all kind of collection of NFTs. So even now, you can, if you have an audio collection, you can apply for our competition for the next level part. So yeah, we are very open for it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me ask. And thank you all so much for being open to this session.
Got it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Before we wrap up for the night or for the afternoon in Korea, 22 questions were asked. I promised I was giving away 2 Derby Star horses. So Inch, I'm going to have you pick a number 1 through 22. And Sungmo, I'm going to have you pick a number 1 through 22. And then I'll announce who the winners are. So Inch, go ahead. 1 through 22.
You know, our name is One Planet. I'm choosing one.
All right. That person's username is at Kyle42693651. So congratulations to Kyle. I'll get in touch with them. And Sungmo?
So we want to be Alpha and Omega of the NFT ecosystem. So Inch chose Alpha 1. So I'm going to choose 22.
Well, congratulations to Abu Sloth, who just came in and asked that last question.
Congratulations. And, you know, thank you for giving away your horses.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll reach out to them and get their Terra Addies and send them over my precious horses. And thank you, everybody, for joining. And I hope you learned a lot. And if you guys are interested, of course, if you're an NFT creator or an artist, join the One Planet competition, because you can win way more than just a horse. You can win freaking $33,000 and a ton of OPT tokens, and participate in governance of what might be the number one NFT platform on Terra. So a little alpha leak from me there. I'm going to jump off, but I appreciate everybody, and have a good night. Thanks.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys. Everybody. Thank you for attending. So if you have any more further questions, please visit our Discord channel, and we'll always be there to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the One Planet AMA talking about their NFT space, coming online soon. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Itchy and grimy, staying alive when the virus took over and showed us how to die. First it started out with a little coughing fit. Next thing you know, getting fitted for a coffin shit. Break out the Sunday best, breaking runaway sweats. Like a funhouse mirror, making fun of these pets. Are we done yet? Just 5 more minutes. Make the decision to pull the plug and let's get dinner. Winter spinning dizzy round a thinning circle. Hair trigger slipping, so much for keeping it surgical. Disintegrate that micro, finger on the lights. Kicking doors in, but never find the right stall. The bark is worse than the bite, y'all dishonest. Liars lying about how big their lion is. Cage rattled, I gotta keep the flow hypnotic. So I stole this tiger shirt from Joe Exotic. The tiger should be here tomorrow. Gift baskins from a secret admirer, acting like you ain't the one to get fed to the tiger. One false move, one little slip up, get your guts ripped up. Drunk off the stigma, funky with my pimp cup. The dude abides, missing a couple teeth, but that's by design. Friendly reminders to make better decisions, keeping that distance, preventing collisions. The business end of this beast is all teeth, all week. We'll call you, so don't ever call me. Wrapped up in the lines, feeling kinda sorry. Switching it up from alarm to alarming. Whether or not it's balmy, laying by the palm trees. My favorite time, kicking it with the fall breeze. Living like the king of this redneck ghetto. Waiting for the day I get my Netflix special.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm gonna tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off.
I can give you your money back, or I can give you a rain check. Why don't you come back at another day?
What do you want me and Paul to do right now?
Do chores.
Chores.
Be safe.
Okay, back to
you. Do not stick your hands in any cages.
All right.
Channel Spaces.